Good afternoon and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, April 15th, 2025 at 5 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Okay. So, under the financials tab, we have the February and March financials because we were having those issues with QuickBooks last month, so they weren't able to get us the reports last month, but now we have 2 months worth. But we're just going to
probably just do this month.
Yeah, we're just going to do March. But if you wanted to look at the February for some reason, that's pages 5 through 8. But starting on page 9 of 22, that's where the March report, which has all the February stuff in there anyway. So
yeah.
So this is as of March 31st, 2025. And on line 5, we have the district's combined cash with Chase Bank, LAIF, and California Class. And that total balance was at a little over $2.5 million. And the district's total liabilities, which is down on line 36, was at $693,466. Any questions on this page?
No.
All right. Moving on to profit and loss. And year-to-date is at 75% of the year. So I'm just going to point out a few that are either way over or way under those 75%. So first is the revenues. On line 7, we have basic facility fees. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. We budget conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. So far, we've had several new services. Actually, even just the start of the new year, we've had a bunch. We've got 23,000 just for March 2025, so that one's at 260%, which is really good. And we've had a couple people, like a couple more people, express interest, but they haven't really gotten started on the whole process yet, so we might see some more next fiscal year. We'll see.
Normally we only ask for half up front and then the remainder within a year.
So on lines 8 and 9, we have the standby fees and property taxes. Right now, those are a little under budget compared to the year-to-date, but that is because we received most of those payments in January and May, so we should see more in a couple of months. On line 5, we have interest income for investment accounts. That is at 111% of the year. We've had higher interest rates than expected, and also we've moved a bunch of money from the Chase account into the California Class account, so we've been getting more interest for that. On line 18, total revenues is at 92%. Right, and moving on to expenses, on line 26 we have the total payroll, which is at 74%, so pretty much right on target. On line 31, we have utilities for wells, which is at 83%. That's for Edison costs for the wells. It's over budget. Edison is, they bill us randomly. So like they'll skip a couple months and then they'll bill us all at once for well 2 or like well 1. I think we've received 4 bills from Edison for the wells account this month. It's because it's for these sites, and then the next bill is for these sites, and it's weird and confusing. So that's why that one's not really in line with the budget.
We'll have to make an adjustment for next year's budget, too, accordingly.
Mm-hmm. On line 33, we have well maintenance, which is mostly chemical expenses for the wells, but it also has just repairs and maintenance for the wells as well. Right now it's at 31%, so pretty under budget, which is good. On line 46, computer services, that is at 103%. That is because we made the down payment for the server replacement and we hadn't budgeted for that, so that's why that's over right now. There is going to be another bill, I believe, that will be included in here, so it's going to be pretty over budget for that category, but it's for the server replacement. Any questions on this page?
No. On the wall maintenance, one of the things we do is we have Edison do the efficiency testing, which is free of charge. So they do that every other year. So they did two last year, they'll do two this year. We're waiting for well five to be put online before they come out so they can do the efficiency testing. Otherwise, it costs like about $700 for each site.
Okay.
On to page 11 of 22. On line 56, we have insurance. We paid for the general liability insurance through the rest of the year. So that one's at 102%. Down on line 67, we have service trucks, repair, and maintenance, which is only at 45%. Knock on wood, but we haven't had to repair any of the, there hasn't been any major repairs that have had to be done on the trucks lately. So, and then on line 73, we have miscellaneous. Year to date is slightly over budget. This was for purchases for the community fair and for the retirement party for Ellen. So that all went into the non-operating miscellaneous category, which we budget really low for.
Yeah.
And then total expenses on line 75 is only at 70% for the year. And the total net income on line 79 is at $424,812. We are looking good right now. Last page, capital detail. I don't think a lot's changed since 2 months ago. For the Bonita Vault on line 5, of course we know that's over budget because of the timing of the material purchases at the beginning of the fiscal year. We purchased them in June, but since they were delivered in July, we had to account for it in this year's budget. That project was kind of on hold while we did some other things, but I think it's coming back up, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bonita Vault. And then down on line 12, tank maintenance, which is at 115%. We have that on a rotating schedule, so I think it's two tanks, and then two tanks, and then a year off, and then two tanks, a year off. We had budgeted for $3,700 because that's the quotes that we had received when we were preparing the budget, but it ended up being around $4,200. So.
And then we have quotes for two tanks this year, and it's for $6,700.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going up.
We better budget more then.
Huh?
We better budget more.
Yeah, I got three quotes, so I was going to mention that in my report.
And then actually, to go back up to line 7, utility billing, that's for the billing system upgrade that we're planning on doing at the beginning of this year, but then we had the server upgrade that we're working on. But we are going to get back on the utility billing system upgrade. So they just assigned us a project manager, so that should be getting started pretty soon. We'll have a fancy new system, and that should be... we'll be allowed to take credit card payments in person, which we can't do right now.
Mm.
We have to do that online. And for the grant / debt funded projects, just to update on those, the Esperanza Waterline Improvements project is done. We're just waiting on two reimbursements for that project, I believe. Two plus the retention. For the groundwater well improvement, that is for the test well project, and then some other projects are included in that funding source as well. They were working on realigning the scope of work for that funding source. I'm not sure what's the holdup for that right now.
Yeah, for the well, it was a groundwater study, and they were just going to drill it and then just fill it full of concrete. And I'm like, that's $1 million for a lot of work. So they did change the scope of the work. The grant funding was started in 2017 for $1 million. Will it cost $2 million to drill a well now? So they're changing the scope of the work and adding money to the grant funding for that project.
And then for the Hella hydrants, they finished one of the Hella hydrants at well one, and then well three should be, or I'm sorry, yeah, tank one. The tank three site, that one should be getting done pretty soon.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a date for it.
They're waiting for the tank to be built and then installed, and then after that it goes pretty quick after that. About a week worth of adjustments.
So far we've paid $120,000, which was just for the down payment for those, but once both tanks are delivered, we should be receiving invoices for both of those, and then once the project's complete, we'll receive the final invoices for those. And for this one, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency is just repaying us immediately, and then they're dealing with all the grant reimbursements from the funding source.
Oh, okay.
So it's not going to be the gap funding.
Right.
Yeah.
We were able to take on the down payment, the deposits, $60,000 for each site.
Yeah. And when it starts getting up,
because it's $300,000 per location, it's like if they expect us to pay, it's like, even though it's a quick turnaround, we'll just put the expense on them.
Yeah, they have the money for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. Any questions?
I have a couple comments.
Comments.
Tell them
a comment. Manager comment.
On the well 4 electrical panel, so we budgeted $136,000 for that because we received a competitive bidding process. The winning quote was for $119,000 for the panel and all the components. There were two additional items, a clay valve, it was a check valve and a clay valve for operating basically at solenoid operates on the tank levels. So when the tank reaches a certain level, it'll call the well to kick on. And that clay valve will operate the well and flush the waste for a certain period of time, whatever time we determine, 5 to 10 minutes until the water is clear. Then that solenoid will shut that valve off and then pump it into the tank. Mm-hmm. And that tank, once it gets to a certain level, then it sends another signal to the solenoid for that clay valve to shut off, saying, okay, we're good for now. So when we got the original quote for those two valves, which was in April of last year, April 2024, it was $19,000. Now they're $22,000. So I got competitive quotes was $22,709 and then $23,187. So the lowest bid will be $22,709, which would make that project go over slightly. The total would come to $141,851. So it's a 4.3% increase. $5,851 over. But on the well 5 emergency repair, we had planned not to go over $180,000. That project, basically, our financial responsibilities for that project closed out at $158,000.
We have money left over.
We have money left over. So we're going to take they would require $5,851 from that project because we have $21,000 over in there. So still kind of balancing, just move money around.
That's fine.
And they were out, was it Monday? Yeah, Monday. They pulled the motor off because they had to shorten the shaft and then send the other motor in to get the wiring, the bacon dip and the rewiring. And then they're coming out to install the soft start on Monday the 21st. And this is all at the cost of the contractor.
Right.
So basically our financial responsibilities are done.
Good.
So.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay then.
And one last item.
Okay.
Just a comment. The well 2 building, as Evelyn mentioned, we did the forming for the concrete, and I received the quote today from Edison for the new electrical service. That came to $17,857. They gave us two options. It was 18 pages. I had to read through it and everything like that. So you had the one the one option, pay the $17,857 upfront, or go to Plan B and $27,000 with a bunch of reimbursements. So I like I said, it's 18 pages. I just got it today. So I just printed up the quick and easy version, which is probably the most easiest to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the cost we're looking at for the plan. But we'll still be within budget, bottom line. That's all I have.
Spectacular. Do we have any other public comments? Anybody? You in the back? Okay. Make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
You won't go through the whole process? All right, meeting adjourned at 5:15.
Let's adjourn to sign checks. How's that?
Sounds good.